This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had an office-wide get-together here at Marketplace yesterday, first time most of us had seen each other since the before times. It was nice. It was good to see people. But the thing is, most of us, we're still working remote. In some places, though, they've kind of gone more hybrid, part office, part home. And that, it turns out, is having mixed results. Yelp, for instance, says it's going to go fully remote because hybrid for them means only 2% of its office space in New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. is being used at all. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, for other companies and people, hybrid is just fine, thank you.
The transition to hybrid work at Cleveland Clinic required some renovations. The medical center has about 3,000 hybrid employees, most of them in finance and IT. Ashley Rader-Sell is the director of remote work.
We had some spaces that were like Cubeville.
A lot of the desk space has been changed to communal spaces because the office serves a different purpose now. And she says that reframing of what a workplace is important.
Hybrid work is remote work with the added benefit of regular on-site interaction. People don't need to come in to sit at a cube. They already can do their work at home.
Planning of schedules and meeting spaces is the difference between a hybrid that works and a hybrid that doesn't, says Wen Fan, a sociologist who studies remote work at Boston University.
If you just suddenly give people the total choice without asking their preferences or asking for their plans, then there definitely has to be some chaos.
For workers, some form of remote is still the winning choice. A recent Gallup poll says among remote-capable employees, around 40% are hybrid, and around the same number are working entirely from home. Nicholas Bloom, an economist who studies remote work at Stanford, admits that for tech companies, going fully remote may make more sense.
I don't think one size fits all.
He says it's a balance between what kind of work companies do, what kind of employees they want to recruit, and what kind of culture they want to create. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.